the metric system down. We do, we do. Who keeps Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do.
Start like how, Lindsay?
Start with you saying, fuck, I don't want to do the show.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
I did start recording for that one, so you saved me from having to do the intro. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Lindsay. Hey, Podzilla fans. This is Podzilla 1985. Tannerless Thursday, Trainwreck Thursday. Here at 709 Broadway, Cape Girardeau. Gaming grounds for all your gaming needs. Better than Hastings. We are with some people today, and to my left, a person is Jesse Kimball.
Hey, everybody.
And,
you're a person.
Across from Jesse Kimball is another person, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Are you sure I'm a person? You still seem convinced that I'm an alien.
That's a true story. I'm going to explain that story in a second. That's a good story. Asa, down next to Lindsay.
I'm a people, too.
Well.
And one of our biggest fans, I've been told, even though he doesn't know how the show works. Dalton.
Hey, everybody.
Last name withheld due to...
Employment reasons.
The same reason that that Zach doesn't put where he works on the website, and the same reason that we never say where John works.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, the story Lindsay's trying to tell you about aliens. It's the real story. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and or maybe I haven't slept. I don't sleep much. You know me. I look over at Lindsay, and I swear to Christ, she's an alien. She looks like a lizard person.
Thanks.
Like one of those lizard people you see, you know, in the
like
the
George Bush and
Yeah. Ashy Larry.
Donald Rumsfeld.
So I think she's an alien, and I ask her if she's gonna replicate me. And she's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
I don't remember that part.
And I'm just like, "You're gonna replicate me. I know you are." And I was really I rolled over, but I was too scared to go to sleep because I thought she would replicate me if I went to bed. That is a real story. If that doesn't let you into the terror that is my life, I don't know what will.
The sad thing is you're not the first person that thought I was an alien.
Well, holy shit! So you are an alien.
Why would you admit that?
New information.
My dentist thought I was an alien because he said Earth children have cavities.
And they also only have two rows of teeth. You had eight.
They're way too sharp.
Also, they don't typically like the taste of blood so much.
Let me get the suction. We kind of cut the gums there a little bit. No, leave it.
Feed me babies.
It was the strangest dentist trip ever.
That was, yes.
But she did get a lolly.
Jesse was looking at me kind of like maybe confused when I said the Donald Rumsfeld part. Are you familiar with the lizard people conspiracy?
No, I laughed at you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was laughing not at you, with you.
Because there
you had a joke.
Yeah, there's people that truly believe that because of some weird like video glitch that happens on these live broadcasts, that most of the higher powered political people are actual reptilian aliens that are controlling the human race.
I'm well aware of this conspiracy theory as the conspiracy theorist on the panel, and I don't believe it, just for the record, even though I'm not that crazy.
Shit, you don't believe it.
But I do believe that the people that are in charge are all in cahoots and that they plan out the way the world works yearly. It's the Bilderberg Group. Look it up if you want to be scared.
Do they sing like the Stonecutter song?
Fish.
That's the difference between being creepy and being awesome.
Shannon, can you give us a rendition of the Stonecutter song?
I wish Matt Sin was here, because
he knows it by heart.
I also know it by heart, but without the music. The music is what gets you. You got to have that dum da da da. You know.
Okay, I gotcha.
Hey, speaking of conspiracy theories, we got to call somebody real quick. Through the technology that we possessed from our alien friend Lindsay, we are now able to call people on the podcast and speak to them. We got to call Tanner real quick.
Haven't we called people before?
Shut up, Asa. All right, let's get this hillbilly on. All right.
So he can announce his resignation because you keep calling him fucking hillbilly.
He's always retiring.
He's announcing he's coming after Shannon.
We'll kill cafe, you kill him, we grill it.
See, and he's always got something smart to say. Hi, Tanner.
Hi, guys.
We got somebody here that really wish you were here. He's a fan of the show. And he came in to listen, and he was so sad you weren't here today.
And his name is John Cena.
Oh, God.
I don't know where the damn talk. Oh, there's the speaker.
Yeah,
okay,
you had it. You're good.
Yeah, all right. Tanner, you got a big announcement for us on this show that you're supposed to be on and didn't appear to be.
Well, you know, things happen. I get to work and all that.
All right. Well, what's your big damn announcement?
All right. So, Terrifying Tanner Thursday coming in October. We've talked about it possibly doing an on location show.
Yes.
and I've got it lined up. We will be recording in Pulaski County Courthouse at Mound City.
So we got the courthouse.
We've got the courthouse.
And if you fans are wondering why we're doing this, remind you a couple shows back, like two months back.
It was the first Tanner Thursday I was on.
Yeah. Where Jesse and Asa expressed their disbelief in the paranormal, so Tanner and I were like, challenge! And now we're doing it. So we're going to be at the courthouse in Mount City, which is supposed to be very, very haunted.
Yes, and we're setting up to where we will be able to record the show, go in there, talk to some people about stuff that's happened before the show, and possibly even do a small investigation after the show.
Sounds terrifying.
Not exciting to me. I don't know about you. I'm ready to go.
Now, please tell everyone why you're not here tonight.
Please, why I'm not there?
Yeah.
I have a thing called on-call at work, and I have to stay very close.
And how afraid are you that we're going to make fun of you tonight?
About, on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 9, which is what I normally am.
Would it make you feel better to know that Shannon has already made fun of you?
That's not true.
Just
the sigh.
Defeated sigh. I feel so bad.
Tanner, what are your thoughts on Nate Smith?
What?
What's your thoughts on Nate Smith?
I'm not saying anything.
Would you say he's a good person?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not a bad person.
Do you respect his views?
That's all you need to say, Tanner. You're good. You're done. We get it.
All right.
Let me go make this totally unrelated phone call real quick, guys.
All right. So we got Terrifying Tanner Thursday. We'll be at the courthouse. Hopefully we'll find something, but we probably won't. But we'll have marshmallows. It'll be fun.
Marshmallows?
Yeah.
No one said anything about s'mores.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we'll do s'mores.
More excited now.
All right. Tanner, I'm going to hang up on you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Tanner. We love you.
I'll try.
So I have no idea about this courthouse. Is this like an active courthouse or?
Yes, it's an active courthouse. I grew up in Mount City. That's where I'm from. And, there's a courthouse that was always heard stories. And I've known people that have worked there that have told me stories. So I'll be honest with you though. I've been to probably 2 or 3 haunted places in the area that were supposedly super haunted. Never seen anything. There was one picture Lindsay took of what looked like a ghostly arm reaching out for me. It's the only thing we've ever gotten. So I'm excited. Because I'll probably try to scare someone. Yeah, she's pointing at herself.
Shannon immediately started pointing at Lindsay, and Lindsay was just pointing at herself already.
Yeah,
yep.
She's not dumb.
Since the audio podcast doesn't really pick up those types of physical.
Are we not doing video yet?
Not yet. I mean, we have a YouTube channel.
It's true.
And an Instagram. And a ICQ. A photo bucket.
Periscope.
LinkedIn.
What's that?
Periscope.
That's too new.
We're on Plenty of Fish now.
MySpace.
Friendster. Like all of the big ones.
We're even on Napster.
Metallica's not going to like that.
Well, no, Napster's legit now.
Oh, for real? I haven't heard anything from Napster. Like, I remember back in 2000.
I mean, I kind of think it went under because of iTunes, but yeah, it used to be a legit, like, you could actually pay for music. It was like, you know, same as iTunes, dollar a song or something like that. You'd own it.
Oh, screw
so you
that.
Pay now?
Yeah.
I remember like my.
Well, yeah, the original streaming.
I remember my Napster.
Yeah, right. Like my white bread family downloading the Thong Song in like 99. But now you have to pay for it. They lost their.
I downloaded, there was a video for the Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. I love that song. And I downloaded the video. And on my connection, that 40-minute video took me 3 days straight. To download.
That was actually 40 like,
or 4?
40.
Okay.
It was at least 40 megabytes, but I'm old.
Oh, you said minute.
What?
You said minute.
It's a 4 minute video, and it was a 4 minute video. I don't know what I'm talking about. Stop calling me out.
I am
fragile.
I'm just trying to get the show.
Asa, I have a question for you.
Oh god.
Before we get into the fan questions, on the show I did Tuesday, mm-hmm. where I sat in the dark alone drinking whiskey,
there's just more elements added onto it every time he tells this story.
Stuff you didn't know. Stuff you didn't hear before. I told a story that I didn't remember how you and I met, that it was involving wrestling, but I forgot the very important detail and a very important person to both of us. Will you please regale us with that story?
So it was, I would come into the store because the Jackson store was the only one that was open, and I would just come in every time I was in the area, which was not very often, because there was so much cool stuff to look at and want to buy. And send myself into bankruptcy. And it was right after the WWE Network had come out.
Yes.
And so me and my friend Seth had come into the store. And I'm kind of watching the network in the background. And all of a sudden I just like, is that Savio Vega? And I asked Shannon, I was like, you guys are watching wrestling. Like, is that Savio Vega? And then Shannon just kind of looks at me and
my ears perked up.
Like, he's just like, you know who Savio Vega is? And I was like, yeah. He was really cool.
Because I've had so many wrestling fans come in, and like even the little kids, they'll come in when the network's on and they'll go, oh, you know, John Cena. Oh, you're watching wrestling. Cool. But no one's ever come in and go, is that Savio Vega?
Because other than Hunter, no one knows who Savio Vega is.
That's a friend for life right there. Lindsay is showing everybody the picture of the ghostly arm that reached out for me. Or it's a spider web. Or it's a spider web caught in the Flash. But it's pretty creepy looking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was at Wagner's Hill, which if you grew up where I grew up, it was either nothing or the guy chopped his wife's head off and she throws it at people or something. Something terrifying did happen to me at Wagner's Hill. I was on a date with a girl and I took her up there to scare her, but she ended up scaring me because when I tried to scare her, she instead climbed out and pulled her pants down in her underwear and wanted me to do anal with her on the spot. True story. I did not take her up on that.
That took an interesting turn.
That went 0 to 60, just a hard left turn.
It is a true story. She was after my Johnson so bad, but I didn't want to give it to her. In fact, the first date we had, I always carried a condom in my wallet because I was a teenager and I was stupid. And we're in the car together, and I'm looking at her visually, and it was enough to do it. She mentioned us maybe doing something later, and I pulled the condom out of my wallet and showed it to her, and I threw it out the window. I was like, nope, and we drove off because I was a huge dick.
So you didn't just drop the Magnum condom
from my monster dong?
Monster dong.
I mean, she was a nice girl, but my cousin he called her the dog face gremlin.
Oh, Rick Steiner.
And he offered to give her some reference. Kibble once. Yeah. So that was goddamn Casper.
You don't want anybody like ever barking at you with the headgear and be like, that's what I want to sexually.
It depends
encounter.
On who the girl is, honestly. Like Kate Upton in headgear barking at me, perfect.
I feel like that's one of those things you'd be like, well, that's a little weird, but here we go.
Still incredibly easy to fap to, since it would never happen in real life. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we got people to ask us questions.
I actually turned off my notifications so I couldn't see them.
Good.
I was here, so I couldn't cheat.
I thought that's what we were supposed to. Like,
I cheat because I'm the host.
Well, yeah, because you're the one that's reading them.
I'm on the show 3 to 4 times a week. Ryan asked me last night, he was like, how many shows are you actually on per week? And I said, I usually do 3 to 4 myself, you know, not counting even what you do, Jesse. And he just goes, God damn, how do you guys do so many shows? Because he's starting up his own podcast for photography. And I think he's going to maybe do one a week, maybe one every 2 weeks. It's so much easier to do a podcast about anything than one just about photography.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
I took a picture today. See you next week, folks. Oh, what
I'm
the?
Sure he's
why is Lonnie Sr. calling me? It's 10 o'clock at night. I got to take this. Hold on.
Okay, we have to carry the show now for a minute. Unless
Hello.
You want to talk
about it. Hey, did you get it started?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was the anti theft engine. Also, you're on the air right now. How you doing?
What's that?
You're on the air on the podcast.
All right.
Yeah, Lonnie Sr. finally made it on a
Lonnie
show.
Lonnie Sr. on the podcast. This has been my dream.
Oh man.
Yeah, we gotta take care of.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I'll let you go, man. Hey, you got Billy working both stores tomorrow night, by the way.
No, I gotta take care of. We're good.
Okay.
We're
all
good.
Right.
Me smart.
All right. Keep the podcast going.
All right.
All right, man.
See
ya. Bye.
What that does, see, is one, that's a funny story. Two, now I don't have to stay on the phone with him for 20 minutes.
Yeah, because I love Lonnie Sr. He's awesome. But every conversation with Lonnie Sr. goes on probably 10 minutes longer than it needs to.
Yes, but I love talking to him, unless it's about politics or religion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they usually head that direction somehow.
Now, what he's asking me about, though, and what we were talking about, is that my car broke down today and would not start. We almost called a tow truck because we could not get it started. Turns out it was the anti-theft device malfunctioning. So we almost called a tow truck for nothing. That would have been like a $90 charge for nothing. And if I would have left it to the woman, that's what would have happened. But a man came in, took charge, and we made it home okay.
Okay, Dennis.
He's a 5-star man.
I'm a 5-star man.
He named his Diablo character Was it Five Starman?
But it's spelled F-I-I-V.
Oh, did you buy Diablo?
I did, because it's on sale at a certain retailer for $24.99 brand new.
We won't name that retailer.
It's also available used for $44.99 at that exact same retailer.
I know what retailer you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's only one retailer that does dumb shit like that. Those bastards.
So I ended up going to a alternate retailer to get a discount, to get a membership discount, hopefully on the price match, but they didn't do that.
Was it a great buy? Or was it the best buy?
It was a top quality buy.
Top quality buy. It was up there.
And what were we talking about before? You know, that's twice today that's happened to me, being interrupted in the middle of a podcast. We recorded Pro Wrestling Unscripted this morning over at Real Rock. And, as we're recording, this woman just walks into the studio and, starts talking to us. And I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch? You know, cause I'm a big star. I'm a celebrity.
I mean, and Hunter Hendricks is there. Local celebrity, close personal friend.
Close personal friend. The bestest of friends, really. And it's Fawn Riggin. She's like the head of KZIM, the news group over there at 99.3. But I don't realize that. I just think it's some chick. Like, she's going to come in and cook me a sandwich. But
Jesus Christ.
Well, you really aren't good in the kitchen, are you?
Instead, it's her. And she tells Hunter, you know, vacation starts this week. You know why? And Hunter goes, oh, yeah, the baby. And I go, oh, congratulations. To which she replies, it's not my baby. I can see why you would think that. And I go, God damn it. Chances of working at Real Rock, gone.
You didn't want to get up at 6 a.m. anyways.
There's not even a 6 a.m. on my fucking alarm clock. Don't worry. All right. Anyway, let's get to those questions. Tanner Calvert, first off, he says, are people ready for our on-location show in a haunted location? Well, I'm glad he asked that after we fucking called him and found out what the spoiler is. That's that fucking backwoods hillbilly brain of his.
Oh, we love Jesus you, Christ.
I'm so sorry, Tanner. I love you so much. We've known each other so long. I used to think we could get away with saying that to each other. Now I know he's just a baby.
Jesus Christ.
I actually am super excited about it. Like, I'm looking forward to...
I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope you guys see something, because... Dalton, are you believing in paranormal?
Yes and no. Like, I will believe it isn't real until it happens to me. So, like, if that spooky-ass arm happens... Oh, I won't talk to any of you guys anymore. I'll be like, fucking done with this place. I'm going to go back to my happy little retail shop and deal with meth heads.
Well, the thing is with that picture, though, is I was just clicking pictures as we were walking until we, like, actually looked through them.
And I think I told this story, an even better set of pictures. Last 4th of July, maybe 2 4th of Julys ago, I was taking pictures when the power went out. I saw a light out of the corner of my eye. And me being the guy I am, I'm running around with camera trying to take pictures of everything. And you always take pictures in series. So that way, if you catch something in one picture that's not there in the other pictures, you know you got something. And I take a series of three pictures right in front of the bathroom. Everybody's behind me. And in the second picture, there is a black shadow standing in front of me. There's no way that light caught anyone because they're all behind me. No explanation for that photo. So yeah, I'm a believer and I hope you guys find something similar at the place. But like I said, if not, we'll have s'mores. We'll watch a scary movie. We'll have a fun time anyway. So Tanner, yeah. Yeah. Jesse Kimball said it's Jesse tonight, friends. I just wanted to say that.
I figured you would. Jesse's here. Hey, guys.
Michael Branham actually had something kind of interesting. Apparently, he said, it's not really a question, dumbass. Machinima? Getting paid for opinions. I have not seen this. Do you guys know about this?
I mean,
no.
No, I don't, but isn't getting paid for opinions what most people do in media?
Journalists, yeah.
Journalists.
But I think what they're saying is that their opinions are being influenced.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, like they're being bought off.
They're being bought off, yeah.
So because, like Game Informer magazine.
Right.
Does that surprise you at all?
IGN.
GameSpot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
MMORPG.com. I used to work for them. And
yeah, no, like people buy reviews all the time. Like that is a common practice in this industry.
Yeah, apparently Machinima? It got sued for deceptive conduct because their opinions were paid for by like Microsoft endorsing Microsoft's Xbox One system in several games. So what is my opinion? What is our opinion? Our collective opinion on stuff like that? I think it's bullshit. I'm a journalist at heart.
It's shady as shit. But yeah. I mean, given the the actual nature of the industry, it's kind of expected, which is sad. Like it shouldn't be.
No,
it just it is.
That's why people don't take journalism and gaming seriously.
Well, and that's why. You know, the whole Gamergate thing is such a sad thing because the people who aren't just trying to troll females and issue death threats to people they dislike, like, ethics in gaming journalism isn't an important issue that needs to be addressed.
Yes, absolutely.
But the people that are hiding behind that Gamergate banner are not in the least bit interested in that at all.
Yeah. I think there's a severe lack of ethics in journalism when it comes to video gaming. Because everybody thinks video games are fun. They're supposed to be really, you know, good time and money-making stuff. But it's, you gotta have ethics, man. That's what journalism is based on. Well, not over at Fox
News.
Or
at least disclosure. I mean, and to be fair, MSNBC. That's just Fox News for left wing.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, everywhere is just biased.
Yeah.
So, but,
But I expected more from video games.
Right.
You know? Who would have thought that The Order 1886 wasn't the best game released for PlayStation 4? Just remember that video?
I will never forget that video.
The laughing man? Oh, God. Sorry. I just had a moment. Also, he says, oh, and Pokemon Go seems cool, right? I've not seen the video. Who has seen the video for Pokemon Go?
I've seen it.
He made me watch it.
Yeah.
Who did?
I did. Because
I actually wanted to, I was hoping we could talk about
it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Since we're going to skip journalism and ethics because...
Trainwreck Thursday.
The two don't really go together anymore. They haven't gone together with... You know my story about the media. I hate the media. I hate mainstream journalism. I hate that shit because it's all, like you said, it's bias. It's for ratings. Mm-hmm. It's for views. It's for hits. It's for clicks. It's terrible.
You won't believe what these journalists did.
Yeah.
Number four will shock you.
I think for this show, I'm going to just post, you won't believe what happened when these five people came together at this table. You won't believe what happened when Ace of Grey sat down and what they said next. It's terrible. It's awful. That's not journalism.
That's, hey, come look at this.
That's selling out. But let's skip that. Tell me about Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go is an Android iOS mobile game that is in the Pokemon universe. And the best way to describe it is if you remember the Google Maps April Fool's joke from last year.
Yeah.
Where you could go out into the real world and it's kind of like AR usage. So you go through your phone and the way it makes it look from that ad, and I don't know if that's how it's actually going to be, is you'll be able to take out your phone and your camera and look around and be able to find various Pokemon that you can then capture and battle. And
so it's augmented reality.
Yeah, it's augmented reality just with Pokemon.
They had a game for 3DS. I don't know if you ever played it called Spirit Camera. Anybody play that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
I'm giving you the eyes. Did you play it?
Yeah, we had the used copy and you made me try it.
Well, the funny part about that is even though I made you try it, I never did. You son of a bitch.
That sounds very much like Shane.
But yeah, it used augmented reality. Was it good?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, so this is apparently, I can't remember the name of it, but the company that's behind this also has another augmented reality game for mobile that people seem to really enjoy, and it was really well done.
It's been really popular for a long time.
What is it?
Ingress, I think, is the name of the game?
Yes, I think that sounds right. But so, to me, like, the trailer made it look like this amazing, like, people are actually seeing the Pokemon out in the real world.
Yeah,
which made it super epic. Yeah, it made it look like a real adventure, but, like, I'm not stupid. I know, you know, Pikachu's not going to pop up behind a bush in real life. It's all going to be done through your phone.
Well, I mean, did you see, like, the very end of the trailer? They had a little bit of a clip where it's actually, he's got, you know, it's looking through a phone. And it just looks like a little cartoon Pikachu, like on a generic background.
Yeah, it looks like Pokemon X.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But on your phone, where you can go anywhere.
But on your phone, where you can go anywhere.
So.
I have reservations on it, though.
I have a DS.
Yeah, but so with this.
I can take it anywhere.
But you're telling me that I could point my phone at a toilet and muck will come out of it.
Depending on how they want to use it, possibly.
Did you say a Magikarp in the toilet?
Yeah, all the dead goldfish.
Oh
shit!
Lizzie went dark.
I just thought of a splash thing. You took that. Terrible. Oh man!
I thought it was just because Magikarp's so terrible. Yeah. He belongs in the toilet.
Yeah. Wow!
No, dead goldfish.
Jesus.
Well, I guess it should be a Goldeen, but
I don't know what to say. I think we're all a little sickened by you right now.
That's okay.
I think you should leave.
That's the worst thing that's been
Billy. You're in.
That's the worst thing that's been said on this podcast.
I would not fuck a ditto. I would first make the ditto look like someone I wanted to fuck. Then I would fuck it.
Kate, you're still fucking a ditto.
Yes.
In the Rick Steiner.
So if you found a ditto at a bar and the ditto's getting a drink and you don't know it's a ditto.
No. You at no point expressed any interest in not knowing it's a ditto. You are full on like, okay, I've caught my ditto. I've bred it to its perfect EVs. Transform. Kate Upton. You,
Rick Stein. Oh,
every time you have mentioned this, you have been fully aware of what you're doing.
Well, plus, wasn't like the original question just, all right, so if you had a Ditto, what would you have it transform into first to fuck? Like, I think you have asked that question,
and Lindsay refuses to answer it.
Exactly, because it's bestiality. It's pokeyality.
I'll have to consult my Bible on that one. Nate, Nate, email me at podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
Gmail.
Hotmail.
It's Hotmail. It should be Gmail.
It should be
Hotmail.
Gmail, but Tanner set it up, so it's... Hotmail.
Wait a minute, does Tanner, like, did Tanner stop living past, like, 2007? And just, like, again, I want to meet this man just because he seems interesting.
Just be happy it's, like, at hotmail.com and not at, like,
AOL.
Oh, no.
Heehaw.com.
Heehaw, god damn it, Shane.
Southernsingles.com.
Farmers only.
Speaking of, like not talking truth in the journalism.
Yes.
FarmersOnly.com. Have you seen any of their commercials?
I have never heard of FarmersOnly.
It's an actual thing.
The commercial is literally a guy goes into a bar and it's empty. And so he goes to the bartender and he's like, "Where are all the women?" Well, the women don't come in anymore because they're all on FarmersOnly.com. So then he like signs up for it on his phone or something and turns around and the pool table is just covered in like girls in the Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots and...
I feel like I need to take a trip.
And let's just like take down the list of like fallacies in this. Firsthand, nobody that's going in that bar knows how to work a smartphone that fast. First, and that bar's not going to have Wi-Fi.
Well, they don't have a smartphone. I assume they either have a flip phone or one of those 80s walkie-talkie phones.
Yeah.
The Paul Heyman phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two or three, I guess at this point, because no Wi-Fi. Three, I feel like any attractive girl that is raised in the farm, like, way.
Married her brother.
Jesus Christ.
No, come
so.
On. Cousin?
Cousin, yeah, because they're the attractive
That's right,
ones.
I went too far.
That's offensive.
But, like, it's that whole Facebook thing of, like, where you see, like, a country singer that's really attractive. You're like, that's what girls think in a country boy. But then it's, like...
Reality versus...
Yeah. It's some dude with the Confederate flag tattooed on his chest. Like,
yeah.
It's the same thing with
tattooed
the...
Tattooed on his chest.
Yeah. Well, I just saw
because
that
one today. Because he knows where his heart is.
But yeah, it's just like, I've seen the Farmer Only, like, FarmersOnly.com web, like, commercials, and it's just like, and it's the same thing with Christian Mingle. There's no way you're going to find somebody that attractive on...
I was just about to bring up my Christian story, because I saw a ad one day on the webs for ChristianSingles.com or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I've told the story before, I wonder how attractive these women are. So I looked up Christian women on Google. The very first images were from three Christian women in the Middle East that were beheaded. And they're laying on the ground with their heads on the bed. And I went, yeah, this was a mistake.
Are you sure you didn't, like, image search Live Leak?
Safe search. No, don't worry. I got that bookmarked.
Well, that's why I'm concerned. You may have been there not realizing it.
But it was pretty bad. If you've never seen a person be beheaded, I don't recommend watching it.
Yeah. I'm
have
not...
you guys heard about the gauntlet? The web gauntlet thing?
No.
Louis turned me on to this, and I will not watch it, and I don't think he's even watched it, but apparently it's a series of videos that it starts off, I think the first video is a woman arm wrestling, and she breaks her arm.
Oh!
And so it's just one of those, like, gross out, like,
it gets progressively worse, yeah. No. But, like, there's beheadings, there's people with, like, burn victims, stuff like that. It's pretty terrible. Yeah. See, that, at that point, you guys give me shit for going to Live Leak, but I go to Live Leak for journalism, unedited. This is just sick, perverted game. You're taking pleasure in the misery of others. Or you're not, and if you're not, why are you there in the first fucking place? I feel like my voice is going out. Maybe I do too many shows.
Sound fine.
I talked for 40 minutes the other day by myself. That wasn't easy. Whatever. But I made it look easy.
Whatever, narcissist. Well, now he thinks I'm serious.
So
I know you're fucking serious.
We need questions to answer.
Oh, yeah, we have, like, two more questions.
They weren't even really questions on most of them.
Yeah, a lot
just
of these are just statements.
Comments.
Well, we can go back to the Pokemon Go thing.
I do want to talk about Pokemon Go again.
We have alternate opinions on that.
All right, round one. All right, you've got – I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Asa, state your case.
I just am worried that it's going to turn into a pay-to-win. So here's a Pokeball. You get – for $5 more, you can get 10 more Pokeballs.
Or a Master Ball.
No, that's going to be, like, 30. Shit. I also am really concerned that I'm sure it would be amazing to do in New York City or Tokyo or a major city. But Cape Girardeau, Missouri is going to be Route 1, so we might get lucky if we can go to Arena Park and get a Pidgey. So I'm not, and also Lindsay brought up a great point that I didn't think of is I have a 3DS and it can just come with me wherever.
But it's not, yeah, but you're not getting, I want to go to the hood. I want to go to like Good Hope and see what Pokemon I can catch.
It actually
there.
Tells you like there are Pokemon nearby and it tells you how far away they are in an exact location where you can go catch one.
Yeah,
could take you to Good Hope.
Let me just point out that ain't a Jinx you're talking to. That's just a transgender prostitute on the corner.
I was thinking robbed my store?
Huh?
Is it the one who tried to return stolen merchandise to my store?
No, there's a black woman that walks up and down our street here that she has like the wig and the bright lipstick and she wears very little. It's like a walking fucking Jinx every time I come into work. You know?
Was that the one that tried to...
Only you can't catch her. You can only catch things from her.
Ew.
Ethan, that's a sexually transmitted joke.
Disease.
Poker.
But no, it's like 5 meters this way, and then you can go and find it. There's also a thing you can buy.
Hold on, I gotta ask. So you're playing Pokemon Go. You're on Good Hope because they tell you there's a shiny Mew over there, and then it tells you 6 meters that way where there's a group of gangbangers just standing around.
More than likely,
do you get that Mew?
You have to catch them all.
Maybe because maybe that's what they're like. Hey, have you found that Mew yet? And they're like, no, man, we're working on it. But it says it's right here.
That would be really funny. You see them all get their phones out. You're just like, whoa.
And there's also a thing you can buy. The premium edition comes with a bracelet that will, you don't have to be checking your phone. It'll just vibrate.
Or it'll alert you if there's a Pokemon nearby.
That sounds really cool. I'm excited about that.
But like, I'm real hesitant. I'm not getting excited for it until I can make sure that I don't have to pay out the butt for great balls or anything. No, and then also make sure it's actually supporting in Cape.
Now, Jesse, you have a differing opinion, maybe?
Well, see, I think Asa thinks that I have a differing opinion because I was bringing up a... Yeah, I know. But I basically, when Asa and I were talking, I brought up how Pokemon Shuffle did it when in terms of the Pokeball things.
You get like 5 a day.
Yeah, like you get so many a day or something like that. Well, hopefully they do it better than that. But the way it works in like Pokemon Shuffle, you know, after you complete the puzzle, you throw a Pokeball and you got a chance to catch it. And you don't... Like, it gives you the percentage or whatever. You always can catch it. If you miss it, then it's like, well, you can spend your coins and get a great ball, and it doubles your chances.
Sometimes.
I thought it was supposed to double your chances, but...
Shots fired.
Yeah, I don't
drop
know.
Drop the mic, Lindsay.
Don't do it. It's expensive.
Not that
no,
one.
No, we need
this is the expensive one.
Let them think we.
After we get new equipment, maybe. But
hey, did you see we had our first pledge?
I did see that.
$2.
Yeah,
Cody Sanducky.
Yeah, speaking of which,
thanks,
guys,
Cody Sanducky.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. And if you guys want to support us financially, because we're broke as shit, we have a Patreon set up. There's a link on the Podzilla Facebook page.
Still makes me uncomfortable.
I know it does.
I got to get over that uncomfortable feeling. Like, if I ever want to get ahead in life, I'm going to have to beg for money at some point.
It's true.
Works for Virgil.
Son of a bitch. Hey, Xavier Woods' dad.
Oh, God.
Here's Jesse.
Yep. I have no idea what's going on.
Here's Lindsay. Derp, 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 playing my game. I don't pay attention on the podcast.
If that was true, that is proof that, like, talent skipped a generation. Because, like, Virgil compared to Xavier Woods.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, because Virgil was awesome. Remember when we used to count money?
And wear a vest. Remember when he would charge people $50 for an autograph and a picture? Sad Virgil is my favorite wrestling meme, I think.
Did you ever read his statement about some project he's doing? Oh, I gotta look it up now. It's really racist. Hold on.
Well, while he's doing that, Jesse, continue about why you're pro Pokemon Go.
Well, I'm not necessarily. I'm exactly as hesitant as you are. I was just
pro Pokemon Go. Just.
God damn
why,
it.
Why is this the most excited you've ever been for anything?
You son of a bitch.
I mean, if anything, I should be the one that's freaking out and excited. Same thing. I'm being very reserved on it.
Yeah, because basically it looks too good to be true.
Exactly.
Is what I'm at. And that's why I'm really hesitant because I don't want to get excited because I know I'm going to be let down. But apparently the guys have had great success with that Ingress game. So, and I haven't checked it out. I don't know how it works.
Although, to be fair, I had never heard of it until other people were like, oh yeah, they made this thing already.
Yeah, and there are people that have been like super into it for literally years, mm-hmm. and it's completely free. Like there aren't even microtransactions in it. So, like I said, I don't know exactly how it's going to work out. I want it to happen and I want it to be great, but yeah, I'm not getting excited.
Well, do you think Nintendo would do microtransactions? Because they already have like the Amiibos.
Well, they
and
do
all
DLC
that.
On.
Do they, like, yeah. Well, they do yeah. DLC, but do they? I don't think they have like microtransactions on any of their
Pokemon Shuffle.
Pokemon Shuffle is micro.
Yep.
And Nintendo's becoming more and more aware of how things work nowadays. They're kind of like me. Like
finally.
I'm always a year or two behind every trend.
That's Nintendo's best chance they have is to be a year or two behind.
Because then they know it works.
It's like, no.
I mean, that's actually kind of true, but.
People will never want to play their games online. That's stupid. We're not going to include that. What's this? What's everyone doing now? Oh.
Except they still don't quite have it right.
Also, and also, I think it was you that made a fantastic, or it might have been Shannon. We were talking about all those
Probably
Wii
was.
Games. Just the shovelware.
Oh, yeah.
The garbage
yeah, yeah.
that comes out for the Wii.
Well, go look at our Wii section right now
yeah.
and just take
well,
a look
yeah.
at those games.
But so they hate third-party support because no one wants to make games for their system. Unless it's from, like, Joe's Game Shack.
Yeah, I'll tell you who doesn't want to make games for Wii, and that's Activision, Capcom, the big ones. Who does? Crave Entertainment. Jesse, help me out. That's the only one I can think of.
Well,
the Asylum might make a game or two nowadays for them.
True. What was that one that was pumping out, like, 3 games a month for the Wii for a long time? Just 3 really shitty games a month.
It may have been Crave. Because they made more terrible games for the Wii, I think, than anybody else.
Oh, the ones there that was... had, like, the generic cartoon characters.
Remember,
the
yeah.
same type of game that grandma's
remember,
all like, oh, this is cheap, I can buy this for Junior.
Remember mm-hmm. Calvin Tucker's Redneck Jamboree?
Of course I remember Calvin Tucker's Redneck Jamboree.
That's
extremely popular.
I think Tanner has it.
That was extremely popular in this area, I guess I should say. Like, every time it came in, like, we would even get people coming in asking about it. Now, I heard about a game where you ride tractors and lawnmowers on the Wii.
What was the other one? The racing game. I remember what it spelled, but what was the actual name? It was something. It was FART, and it was something race.
Full action racetrack or something
yeah,
like that.
But I remember the first time I saw it, and I was like, oh, it spells.
Fathers Against Rude Television?
That's not what we're about.
Not us fathers.
Could that have been like the Ford license racing game?
No. This was Calvin Tucker's, who the fuck is Calvin Tucker? I'm looking it up right now. Calvin Tucker. Calvin Tucker does not exist. It's just everything's for Calvin Tucker's Redneck Jamboree. There is no Calvin Tucker. So I go to Carol's office and I go, Carol!
Farm animal racing track was what the
Wait,
fart was.
Please tell me it's racing track, not racetrack.
It's racing
track. Racing track.
Come on, niggers, let's go.
Oh, no.
Well, I was going to tell my mom to listen to this.
My apologies.
I was on a radio program.
Yeah. So I found a quote real quick. I have to tell you two gentlemen at the end. Virgil started a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Oh, where he offers no reward.
Yeah, it's literally just him panhandling.
His quote says, "Remember me, I'm Mike Jones, aka wrestling superstar Virgil. I am the real deal. I have been around the world 30 times. He counted them. And my life has always been about the hustle. I started out in the old WWF as the bodyguard of the Million Dollar Man and said to myself, now it is my time to be the millionaire. If you have watched wrestling, you know who I am. I will inspire you that million dollar dreams can't come true. Show your love for your favorite wrestler ever by giving me $1, $10, $100, shit, $1,000, and make me a millionaire."
Okay, you need to... He did an AMA.
Oh, God.
He did an AMA on Reddit, and it was literally every question that got asked end in, "Fuck you, pay me. Give me the money." And so it turns out the people who are running that are not actually Virgil. It's these two guys that also do Iron Sheik's Twitter account.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, and so it's basically them just being shock jock assholes trying to make a buck off of these wrestling legends. Legends, in air quotes, for Virgil's sake.
Oh, come on, Virgil's a legend. He is.
And that the definition is that he's just old now.
All old people are legends.
But so, also...
Coco right. Beware is in the Hall of Fame. Come on.
Yeah, because he's the only one that isn't a racist bigot, apparently. They're just going to preempt... Kayfabe News had a great headline. It's like, entire WWE Hall of Fame revoked, just to be
Love
safe.
Kayfabe News.
But he... someone did the math on Reddit, on that AMA and said, you were literally making less than the average person just on the street begging for change. Off of your Patreon. Like, you should, like, you should just be doing that. You're averaging like $3 a month or something ridiculous.
Shit, we're $1 away from Virgil.
So, come on, guys, help us be richer than Virgil.
$1 to our Patreon.
Make us, fuck you. Give us, make us millionaires.
Don't make, I don't even want to be a millionaire. I want to be a $10-er.
Fuck you, pay us. Here's the link. that's what he would do every question. Well, maybe that's what he would.
They should pay us to fuck them.
No, uh-oh. Oh,
hear
Shannon.
Me out.
No, this is a pretty old
profession.
You need to
watch your wording.
He did that on purpose.
No, I know.
That
intentionally. Also, the fact that that's called the oldest profession really bothers me, because then how are the people who are paying for it, how did they make their money?
Which so everybody's just sleeping
just
with each other.
You blew my mind.
Right, which came first, the prostitute or the John?
Speaking of John,
maybe
John
the
Massey.
John used to be prostitute, and then they gave it
oh,
up.
We finally got to get to the next question?
Yeah. Well, again, more like a statement. John Massey says, Manna loves me a good train wreck, wish I was there. Now, Johnny says that because Johnny derailed the first train wreck. In fact, it was so bad, that's why we called it Train Wreck Thursday.
Yeah, it used to be just Tannerless Thursdays.
Yeah, but then he broke it. He broke the internet. He Kim Kardashian'd us.
And Shannon has yet to figure out how to properly pronounce Thursday say.
Thursday. I still like Thursday ass. Thurs what?
Thursday sa.
Thursday sa?
Yeah.
That sounds like a drink down in Mexico. Can I get a Thursday, sir?
I would put that. My name to that. If it tastes better than that occulto bullshit.
It's like the exact opposite of like Dos Equis. Like, he's the most boring man in the world. Like, on a Thursday night, I sit in a GameStop clothes.
I don't always drink beer. I'm usually drinking beer. This is okay, I guess.
I used to have a drinking problem. I mean, I still do, but I used to have one too.
Mitch Hedberg reference there.
Much funnier than us. I told John I was saving the best show for him for later, and I can't talk about that too much right now.
Oh, you're not going to post it on social media and then announce it?
Well, I can't say what I'm talking about.
Sorry, Tanner, I love you. Please don't hurt
me. Oh, you're busting on Tanner!
I love you so much, don't hurt me. You're so much bigger than I am.
He can't hear you over the sound of the banjos in his place.
Oh, Jesus fucking
and
Christ!
And he's off me just like that.
We love you, Tanner.
Shannon just saved you. Like, now Tanner's not going to crush your tiny, fragile body.
What was that? When we were hanging out at Jesse's apartment, and Tanner said, now hold on, I got a Muslim friend.
But
wasn't that also the one where we decided that Tanner is a ghost?
That was fucking amazing. I don't know if I've laughed that hard in a long, long time.
That was really good.
What was the joke again? Oh, because he drank like three gallons of moonshine?
He said he had 5 gallons of moonshine at his wedding.
Yeah, no one can tell Shannon about moonshine. Or
Everclear.
Yeah, no one can tell. It's like, oh, I know about Everclear. I had 4 gallons of it at my wedding. Like, oh, that's why you're into the paranormal, because you're dead.
It's like ghosts are real, because Tanner's one.
And then we all the flashbacks of it's like Fight Club.
We're sitting around doing
the
show. Yeah. And just like
everyone's
Tanner
just
makes
pretending
a joke.
He's. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's listening. So, Dalton, do you actually hear Tanner's voice? We need to settle this.
Well, it could be Tanner, or it could be somebody doing like the Nate voice and like. So, like, impersonations back and forth.
So,
like,
Tanner's a character like Nate.
Shannon's actually doing this all by himself. He's like making the Lindsay voice.
That would be so fucking amazing. If when Lonnie Sr. comes in and watches the video, it's just me sitting here talking to no one and laughing. And then he just kind of shakes his head sadly and walks off. This is the saddest moment of my life.
Now, actually, I mean, that basically takes a much darker turn where we figure out in the living room that not just Tanner's dead. The rest of us are. You're alone in some random person's apartment.
I broke into someone's apartment.
Yeah, like, you're talking to me where I work, and you're like, man, you should come do this podcast. Like, all the people, you love the show so much. And I show up, like, blacked out, like plastic the windows, like a lot of American Psycho. And like, I'm like, oh, where's everybody at? And then like, I just see Asa, cause he's the only one I really know. Like, his head's just like sitting on the TV.
There's just corpses. It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's just corpses sitting around the table. And I'm like, have a seat next to Jesse.
It's not October yet.
How excited for the prequel of Texas Chainsaw Massacre are you?
Well, the last one with Renee Zellweger.
Zellweger.
No, I think you were right.
And Matthew McConaughey was so good.
All right.
Hey, here's a good one. Kurt McDowell. Fuck, what are we like 40 minutes in and we're still doing questions? Well, that's the show.
It usually is.
Yeah. This is a good one. I want to ask everybody this question. What's the name of your autobiography? My first instinct is to say, will there ever be a rainbow? Because I want to rip off The Simpsons, but I'll come back to mine. Jesse?
Old Man Yells at Cloud?
Celebrities yell at Cloud. No, better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I have no idea. It's like, why are we writing this, a Jesse Kimball story?
Who are you people? I'm not dead yet. Ace, what about you?
Usually I make the...
Oh, five-star man?
Usually... No, that's just the only review. He was a five-star man.
This is a five-star book.
Usually I make the joke like, oh, that's the name of my autobiography, anytime someone says something like particularly depressing. So I would say it's probably just like, ugh, why? The Ace of Grace story.
I stole a Simpsons joke earlier on the pro wrestling thing. We were talking about Nate, of all people, again. And I said, I hope Nate goes missing someday. Which, yeah, I got that reaction. But I said we could put up a billboard that says missing, no reward.
Oh, no house.
Oh. Lindsay, what about you?
Ooh, look, fireworks.
No context.
Something shiny.
I feel like that was Jubilee's name.
You should know that one, though.
Oh, Shannon's getting real mad.
I almost stood up.
I don't know.
Or the Dazzler, depending on like which era of X-Men, because they're interchangeable.
No, the Dazzler is Bryan Danielson. Daniel Bryan. His magician.
Do you like Jubilee?
Me? I'm kind of iffy about her. Like, she's not my favorite X-Men. Like, we've had this conversation at where I work a lot because we sell comic books. And I'm a firm believer.
Keep dropping those hints.
Well,
hey, Barnes & Noble sells all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could work at Barnes & Noble. But,
Dollar store?
I try to save you.
Yeah. Every time I, like, get a new hire, I'm always like, what's your favorite X-Men? Because I feel like I can judge a human being a lot by their favorite X-Men. Because if you like Wolverine, fuck, I'm going to
basic bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to hate you because
hello,
you're
mediocrity.
But, like, if you give me, like, a Jubilee, I'm like, all right, cool, this person might be a little, it might be cool. Like, if you tell me Colossus, I'm like, all right, Cyclops, I'm your best friend because that's my favorite.
He's my favorite X-Man.
All right, cool. So I feel like now this podcast
wait a minute.
Is me and you forming a friendship.
What happened to Jubilee?
Oh, I like Jubilee, but Cyclops has always been my favorite
I'm
X-Man.
In the same boat.
I mean, I know you like Cyclops a lot, but I always thought Jubilee was the favorite.
I like Jubilee because she's the anti-Halo. Like, when everybody was playing Halo, I was playing Time Splitters because everybody was playing Halo. And I was like, no, Halo's not that good.
Can we change our Patreon? Instead of giving us money, we just raise money to give to someone to make a new Time Splitters for like PS4 and Xbox One.
Well, I think we get a better response.
That includes bots and split screen.
Oh, man. I love Time Splitters. Hey,
so
quick.
Good.
Let's go around the room real quick. What's your favorite X-Man? Jesse?
Say Wolverine, motherfucker.
Say Wolverine.
No, I did not say.
Pumpkin right. Spice lattes are for basic women.
Now, hold on. There exists.
I'll take a Sam Adams Oktoberfest. basic bro.
Says the guy that ordered Coors Light.
Oh, because Applebee's has shit selection for beer. And
why do you think I ordered Oktoberfest?
And I just needed something.
Anyway.
I am so lost.
That was the story. Ace was trying to give me shit about my beer choice, then he orders a fucking Coors Light.
But to be fair, before I ordered it, I was like, ugh, I'm just going to take a Coors Light. I don't.
You should have said, I'll have a Fuzzy Navel and the girliest drink in your house for him.
Two Fuzzy Navels.
So now, if any of you people had listened to, you know, The Marvelous Jesse and Chris at any point, I answered this question already.
Great show, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It's a great show. It's a good show.
I actually know the answer because I did listen to it. Fish.
I like The Marvelous Jesse and Chris. It's good for comics. You know way more than I will ever know.
All right.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, because like you two are our most popular question askers. So, and by most popular, I mean you guys ask every week. And I love that about you both.
Oh, yeah. Where's Chelsea? We didn't get a fucking question from her.
Well, that's weird, actually.
Oh, to be fair, we
stuck up cunt.
You posted the question at like 8.
I'm really bad about that. I got to start posting them earlier.
And I told you, I was like, hey, you should post about the questions at like 7, and then you were doing something else.
I didn't want to post it at first because I didn't know if Jesse was going to be the show or if we were going to have Ethan because I wanted to tag you guys. I kind of wanted Ethan to be on because he's never on, and look at him.
He's just sitting there playing Wii U. He's adorable.
Just so sad. But Jesse, what was the answer? Wait, let me guess. No, let me guess. It was Cable. No.
Rorschach and Deadpool.
Say Deadpool, motherfucker. Say fucking Deadpool. Who is it?
Asa.
No, I don't want to give him the satisfaction.
AKA, is it Deadpool?
No, it's not Deadpool.
Okay.
God, thank you.
Oh!
Well, he's not really an X-Man. I don't really count Deadpool
no,
as
an X-Man. He's a mutant, but he's not an X-Man.
Yeah.
He's more X-Force, isn't he?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
he was in
the
X-Force.
But
he's more like a shit stain in like American comics. I fucking hate Deadpool.
I hope
so
that
much.
Came across very well on the mic.
Have you listened to any of our show, The Marvelous Jesse?
No,
and Chris?
I haven't got a like. I've listened anytime I've listened. It's either been where I know Ace is on it, or like it's like the hot button topics, like the gay marriage ones and all that. I haven't got to listen to that one yet.
Controversy
yeah,
creates cash.
Do you know who Chris Edelman is?
No, I mean maybe if I've seen him, he's probably coming through a few times.
Yeah, he lives in Kansas City now. It's a show I do with him on, I post it every other Wednesday. And yeah, it's just all comic books. And, he and I are both Marvel fanboys, unlike most of the other people that I talk to that like comic books. And yeah, he and I have talked about how both of us were okay with Deadpool in a team situation, but cannot stand any of his solo books.
He's annoying shit. I like this new one, the Brian Posehn one.
Yeah, the Brian Posehn stuff was really good because...
Because Brian Posehn is awesome.
Yes, yeah, because exactly. He's a good comedian. But like, yeah, and again, where I work at, I get a whole bunch of rednecks that are just like...
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Well, no, they're just... I like they Ryan legit Reynolds. Come in. We used to have just a standee of Deadpool shit. And it's like Deadpool, anything you need for Deadpool to make you look like a douche. And, like, we'll just have a guy come in and be like, oh, shit, Deadpool, man, he's so cool. And it kind of, like, devalues comic books because it's just like, well, I've been reading comic books. Like, I remember getting called a fag in high school because they would see,
an X-Men t-shirt or...
Yeah. Well, I would hide that. I would, like, wear band t-shirts, but, like, they would see, like...
Wait, in what world was a band t-shirt cooler than
No, he's talking about, like, a rock band.
Like,
oh, I thought you meant, like just Starling like High or something, yeah.
No, but, like, so I would have, like, Amazing Spider-Man graphic novels and Batman graphic novels in my bag, and, like, they would see that and be like, oh, well, look at this queer, and be like, yeah, look at me. Nah,
where did you go to school?
Perryville High School.
It makes sense.
Christ. There it is. Yeah, like, that makes a lot of sense.
You know what? At this point, if you just tag me in it, because if people see me...
I refuse.
That's whatever.
I'll tag him. Dalton Jacobson.
I'll tag him.
Ooh, the good wrestling name, Dalton Jacobson, because a drunk hillbilly will not be able to say that at like a Walmart parking lot.
Tanner, if you can say that, please email us at
Mozilla1985@hotmail.com.
Tanner, we really do love you.
Like, who is that motherfucker talking shit on me? I've never even met him.
So, Jesse, answer the goddamn question.
Yeah. I honestly, like...
Who's your goddamn favorite goddamn X-Man?
I don't remember who I said on the show. Like, it does change periodically, and I think I did say that explicitly on the show. I want to say on that show, I said it was Gambit.
I
want to say that's what I said, because I do love me some Gambit.
Because that is the correct answer.
You like Fallout Boy, too?
Yes. Their last two albums are fantastic.
No, I was talking about Radioactive Man's sidekick.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
His album was less so.
Well, it was a hip-hop album. It made no sense.
It was fire.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, Gambit is probably still my favorite, though I was at Coin Hop Cantina just playing Colossus on the X-Men arcade game.
You can't go wrong with him.
And then I was just like, oh, Colossus. I love Colossus.
Because I almost think you said Colossus on the show, because that was the one that I was thinking, unless we've just had a different conversation.
You and I have talked about it before, and I may have said Colossus on the show as well. I know I mentioned Gambit being one of my top, because I remember Chris and I then having a conversation about X-Men, or about Gambit in the X-Men 92 series,
mm-hmm.
like the current ongoing one. Mm-hmm.
Right. I love that one too because he's back. It's the X-Men I remember where he's back with Rogue.
90s cartoons.
Rogue
slash
isn't
comic any book.
Pack and a pack one anymore. Oh, she's really hot. Did you ever see her naked?
I did. True Blood.
Oh.
She was naked so often in True Blood.
I love cable television.
That was not cable.
You had to pay for that shit.
Well, yeah.
And then mine goes back and forth because Gambit is my favorite overall, I think. But Nightcrawler holds a special place in my heart just because I've always just thought he was.
That opening scene in X-Men 2. When he's flipping around kicking everyone's ass was amazing.
I was so
sad when he didn't come back for the sequels. But he is going to be in Age of Apocalypse. Yeah.
You know who's not going to be in that? Ian McKellen or Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, because it's back to the old New Guard.
I'll be honest. Like, I really, really like Patrick Stewart as Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
But him and Ian McKellen both are getting a little up there in age. And it's not working so well anymore.
Patrick Stewart, you cannot tell. Ian McKellen, yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart, that is true. Like
he has been the same age since 1982.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I will say it, even though I love the actor, I never liked Ian McKellen as Magneto.
I also never liked Ian McKellen as Magneto.
Because when I think of Magneto, I still think of the cartoon. Even though he's older,
still more powerful.
He's jacked.
But he's more like a silver fox kind of.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually like not even just the cartoon. That's even like the current comic book.
That's every iteration of Magneto ever.
He's always been just jacked.
I love Fassbender as Magneto. I think.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender was amazing. He was the best part about X-Men First Class.
Absolutely.
Like, I know they won't do it, but wait 20 years, he starts graying a little bit, and he'll look just like what you wanted in 1992.
In X-Men, what was it? What was the Days of Future Past? When he's got his little hat on, and he's at the airport with his little hat. That is the goofiest fucking look I've ever seen. That was awful. But yeah, Michael Fassbender is fantastic. And James McAvoy as Professor X.
Yeah.
Really good. So it's really good what they've done.
So those British actors, like actors, they just have something that like us American actors just don't have.
Excuse me, sir. I think Keanu Reeves could have played the part just fine.
Oh my God.
Professor X.
I know telekinesis.
There's a mutant in this building. Oh, I fucking hate speed. Like any movie he's in, I just like I've never watched
with the exception of Bill
John
and Ted.
Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Wick.
John Wick.
John Wick was really good.
I still haven't seen John Wick.
Watch that one.
What?
Okay.
I was one of like the 40
podcast over. Have a good night, folks.
There were 40 people that got free tickets to that fucking movie. I wasn't one of them.
I wasn't either. Wait, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, you did.
I didn't see it in theaters.
Well, Hunter Hendricks, personal friend.
No, I thought that was Chrissy Massey that got you guys.
No, we didn't
tickets.
Get in on that. We missed that boat. I think Krista and Steven went on one of their dates.
Neither of them listen to this. It's fine.
Oh, God. No, if Krista does listen to this, she will come back from New Orleans and just, like, rip Shannon's head to pieces.
It'll be nice to see her.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hey, Krista.
Oh, Krista's back. How is he? And dead. Just
Lindsay, who's your favorite X-Man? I don't think I know yours.
I just answered it.
I didn't listen.
I agreed. I like Cyclops.
Oh, so three people here like Cyclops. Well, then I got to pick a different X-Man. Asa,
you go. I like Shadowcat, too,
I did.
Yeah, he said Gambit.
Went. Gambit and Nightcrawler is a close second.
Asa and I had another bonding moment over Gambit.
All right, I'll throw one out there that you wouldn't expect. I always liked...
Bishop.
Skin?
Yeah.
You like him.
The death player for Skin.
Banshee.
Banshee?
Banshee.
Banshee?
Yeah, he was cool. He screamed.
The fuck he was.
He screamed. I mean, it doesn't get more basic. It's basically Cyclops, yeah. Except he spoke it.
Neuter Black Bolt.
Yes.
What?
Black Bolt is an inhuman who, if he even utters like a single word or phrase, will just destroy everything.
Who came first?
Black Bolt, I'm pretty sure.
When was back Black
Bolt? I think Banshee.
Back in the Stanley Jack Kirby days, I know for sure.
Because Banshee's been in there for a while, too.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, scratch that. Archangel.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Archangel. What's wrong with Archangel?
Can you get a more basic fucking mutant?
He was purple and he was pink.
Everybody could do what he could do, but they did it better.
But that's the point. But that's
no, not Archangel. He shot wings.
He shot missiles.
All right, hold on.
But no, I kind of agree that I think Archangel is a good character because of that. Like, you got Rogue and Storm and all these mutants who can fly without having this just terrible disfigurement. And it's kind of why, like, Nightcrawler, too. Because he had a really cool power, but he was also just like...
Well, not in the fucking X-Men douchebag cartoon you watched.
Evolution.
Oh, he had the little bracelet.
Where he had a little bracelet, he could just look normal.
So, but anyway, like...
It's not, called a hologram.
Not counting that.
It's a Star Trek?
beam me up, Professor X. but no, like, Nightcrawler and Angel, to me, were always more tragic characters.
Yes.
Because they are, because, like, one, mutants are already outcasts. Like, Mutie is, like, the worst word you can say.
And Beast. Beast in the same sense, yeah.
Oh, I was like, Brent, can we take a moment? And Kelsey Grammer is Beast.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Did you know? the guy that did Beast's voice in the cartoon was in the first X-Men movie as the truck driver that gave Rogue a ride to the bar where she met Logan.
I didn't. Well, that's also, cool. I have to ask, did you just discover the Did You Know YouTube series? Because you've been doing that joke recently.
No,
like,
I've been watching that for a long time.
He just enjoys doing it.
Okay, but
I think it was today someone asked me, I think it was Hunter, he was like, have you ever tried to do the Did You Know thing? Because you sound just like the guys. I'm like, dabbled in it.
But yeah, no, but like the tragic character of like, they can't hide themselves. Like, you know.
Well, not only that, but Archangel is fucked up anyway. He's so twisted from Apocalypse. That's what I loved about him. He was even in the X-Men cartoon, all he thought about was killing Apocalypse. He just wanted revenge, and it consumed him. I love that character.
Yeah, so I understand, like, just regular Angel, yeah, that's kind of a... but
just a buff dude.
But there's you know, there's an argument to be had for...
A buff, rich, white dude with wings.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, Cyclops, who, I'm the leader, I got laser beams.
Ha!
I'm lame Leonardo.
Because I love Leonardo, too.
I know, I'm just trying to push buttons now.
I'm pretty sure Cyclops, you name one X-Man, and Jesse will, that Cyclops couldn't just absolutely fuck up if he opened his eyes.
I could name so many.
Okay,
name one.
No, hang on, here we go. Your whole power is based on shooting laser beams out of your eyes.
Yes.
How many times has that motherfucker missed?
Ha! You know, that's a good point.
When does he miss?
Constantly.
Frequently. I mean,
you
that's,
go back
that's
to the
a constant
the,
plot
the
device.
The cartoon that you love so much, he's constantly, it's like he's trying to chase someone flying around. And he's he has
and also,
to literally be looking behind them.
How do you nullify Cyclops?
Time.
You knock his glasses off.
And then
well,
now
I think
he's
what he's
useless.
Saying is if he doesn't have his glasses on and opens his eyes, then
yeah,
just
wasn't
well,
that's true,
happen.
But then he might also kill his friends, so
that's,
he can't
well,
do
that's
it.
True. He's a fucking war machine. That's why I like him. Because he doesn't have to get close to you to beat you up or anything. He doesn't have to do flashy, you know, I'm teleporting around like some gay elf. All he does is open his eyes and blows you back to the fucking netherworld. Sorry, Billy.
If he can see you, because apparently he goes cross-eyed as soon as
you're saying he's a stormtrooper.
Pretty much. Yeah, except instead of having to aim something, he literally just has to look. And
is it part of
fails.
His brain damage as
I
to why he needs the glasses anyway?
It's why that's the main reason I don't like Leonardo, is because he gets two katanas, but half the time he has to just kick people.
That's the writers, not the ninja. You give me, you go mutate some real Ninja Turtles.
On it.
And
you don't know what my closet looks like. I mean, what? Oh, Piggly.
I had a joke about, I think I know what Nate's looks like. And he's still in it, if you know what I mean. Do you get the joke now?
I do, because right. you kind of spelled it out for us there, buddy. Well,
the most colorful
at the end
crosses
there.
You've ever seen.
Still Cyclops, number one.
Yeah, there's just I mean, most X-Men would beat Cyclops in a fight.
Bullshit. Name
Wolverine.
Five.
Wolverine has multiple times.
Yeah, Wolverine
does
pretty frequently.
The only reason Wolverine beats Cyclops at all
is because Cyclops doesn't know how to look.
It's because of the fanboys that buy all the Wolverine shit and they feel like Wolverine
has
to win
really
every
good.
Time.
I think it was I think it might have been a Deadpool line is that your superpower isn't invulnerability, it's popularity.
Yeah.
Which I will say, for the people who hate Deadpool, this
Dalton,
is my
you look like you're just like, you're ready to grab that mic and just go, shut the fuck up and listen to me!
Dalton hates me. But no, this is the way you need to look at Deadpool, because I told you this, Shannon, and you actually kind of agreed with me, it made him more tolerable for you.
What's that?
Is that you don't see Deadpool as actually knowing he's in a comic book, and knowing that he's breaking the fourth wall, and winking at you, the reader. He's just in this world, but he's just completely insane, and believes that. So, he's actually, while he is doing all these little nods and the Jim Halpert look to camera when the joke happens type deal, it's not because he's acknowledging you, it's because he's so mentally insane, he thinks that what's happening in this world isn't real. Even though to every other character, they perceive it as a real world.
Yes.
So if you look at it as the
so
way that he's
that
just mentally insane.
He doesn't wink at the camera, he winks at a camera that
isn't there.
Is in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get
so,
that.
So like, I think that.
So Wolverine sucks.
I mean, no one at this table is going to argue that point with
well,
you.
Well,
no.
Wolverine beat up Cyclops.
I like Wolverine. He's definitely not the best X-Men. He's not my favorite X-Men, but he's a good.
Did you ever watch Wolverine and the X-Men?
Yeah.
The first time when Wolverine goes begging Cyclops to come back to the team because he can't lead it, what does Cyclops do? He blows him away through like half of New York. Yeah. All Cyclops has to do is wink at that motherfucker, and he's gone for about 5 seconds till he regenerates and then comes
yeah,
back.
Yeah, except that's one instance where Cyclops sort of won because he ended the fight by sending him away from him. There are dozens of instances where Wolverine just beats the shit out of Cyclops, and the only reason Cyclops is still alive is because Wolverine respects him enough not to cut his head off.
Name five times.
He did it three times in Schism.
Yeah, I was going to say A versus or Avengers versus X-Men.
Schism. Is that a Sky? Is that Elder Scrolls?
I know you're making a joke, but it was the prelude to Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah. In Avengers versus X-Men, didn't Emma Frost beat, who did she beat? She beat Thor, didn't she?
I think so. I don't remember.
That's a weird one. Sorry, I'm off topic.
I will say though, like Cyclops now, like in the all new X-Men, they've pretty much are making him to kind of be like the new Magneto, which
yes.
is really fucking cool.
Yeah,
just
well,
like,
this Cyclops is way cooler than
yeah, I like.
Except
this...
now he's kind of like
90 Cyclops.
Except now Cyclops is just kind of like he's gone off to do his own thing.
Yeah,
and he's kind of staying away from mutants because he really fucked up at one point.
Can I just bring up one last thing? We got to wrap this up pretty soon. We're at over an hour. Did you read? I think you pointed out to me the first issue of Magneto. Where they were in
Cape
Girardeau.
Yeah.
And they spelled it wrong?
Yep.
Yeah. And they fucked it all up. Which then reminded me of Supernatural when they were in Cape Girardeau, which is a big port town that's completely racist.
Yeah, at least they were in like a small city. they were in a coffee shop in Magneto's comic book, but it was Cape Girardean, Missouri.
What a weird thing that some comic writer just goes, he's just looking at a map going,
that looks like the middle of Bumfuck.
Cape Girardeau. That'll work.
That's a small city in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong.
Well,
nope.
That's why we're going to Hawaii.
It's surprisingly cheap.
Oh, don't look at me, Lindsay. You know I had those tendencies.
Well, yeah, but
what do you mean, yeah?
Is there
She knows you and Bob.
Is that why you get away, like, along with Nate so well? Like, there's that, like, small part of you that's just like, oh, I could flip it. Well, like, no pun intended, that was poor choice of words.
No, I believe if I was that way, Nate and I wouldn't get along at all. You know what I mean.
Trying to give Nate the Bob treatment.
Well, you're the one generally. Know where I work, because if he comes in and is like, I heard that you were talking about me, like, I will hate all of you.
Just deny it.
No.
Deny it.
They said denial, I'm immortal.
Yeah.
Thanks to denial, Wolverine beat Cyclops.
And, you know, all the empirical. See, now you are going just full Nate.
Yeah.
You were being presented with factual, concrete evidence.
No!
Well, that's
no.
just my opinion.
Wait, no. You're not presenting me with factual anything. You're telling me.
Schism!
I don't know what the fuck schism is. I can make things up too.
Look, I can't help it if you don't know what things are.
But that's not factual. Let me read it.
Okay.
Let me read it. I want to read it.
I have it. Oh, no, I don't have
it. I don't
it.
Even I just, care anymore that they won. I just now want to read it because I like X-Men.
Schism's actually
just
kind
go
of
like
a... It's
five
a,
doors
it's
down,
a
see if he has it.
To go to where?
Comic strip.
Oh, with Andrew. With Andrew? Yeah.
He won't have it.
Oh, he won't?
Yeah, he doesn't do trades. No.
I like Louis' impersonation of Andrew. I don't know if it's very accurate.
It's pretty accurate.
Man, that's really hot right now.
Yeah, because he stopped reading comic books years ago.
In like the 90s.
Yeah. But no, get Marvel now. $10 a month. And you can read all the back issues you want.
And then Bob can use it and Zach can use it like they use my Netflix and my Hulu.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm depressed now. Next show's going back in the dark. Which we got to wrap this up. We're at like an hour and 10
Did we get through all the questions at least?
You never bitched about your car.
Yeah, did I?
Spoke
well, you mentioned
a little.
It?
After Lonnie Sr.
Actually, no, there's one last question. Let's end on this last question. Right. Hunter Hendricks wants to know if we're ready to do D&D next weekend.
Oh, is it next weekend?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I worked this weekend, so it couldn't have been this one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I guess you do, because...
Well, I changed my availability, so I'm off every Saturday morning now.
I'm usually off Saturdays anyway. So, yes, Hunter, to answer your question, we are.
Chelsea
wants in on that, by the way. No. And that's not a shot at you, Chelsea. Just, we're booked solid.
Yeah,
we really are.
Yeah.
We've got too many people as it is.
I'll
probably back out.
I almost typed out a whole, like, thing, cause I have my character is set. Like, I know the ins and out of this gentleman.
Which then means Goro Low Kick.
That's your dummy character.
He uses, gnomes as weapons. He shoots them from a giant crossbow.
Are you serious?
No.
I wanted to.
He very much wanted to have a giant crossbow that shot gnomes at his enemies.
But part of his character is that he's going to try and eat Asa at some point.
Every time we go to sleep, he makes me mad. He wakes up and I'm just sitting over him with a knife and a fork. And I'm gonna make that noise every time. Look forward to it. We're gonna post it on YouTube.
You
on
can't
YouTube
see
Zola.
My character.
We're doing the John Cena thing there. All right. Let's wrap this up. Hope you guys enjoyed a whole bunch of nothing from thanks to Lindsay and Asa and the Big D, Rusty Shackelford, and Jesse Kimball. Behind me, of course, are Billy Kimball and Billy Kimball.
I have a brother.
I knew this show had slash fic.
Oh, God, don't tell Nate about fix and ship fix and stuff. He'll go fucking crazy.
I hate the term shipping.
You know how he hates romance.
No, he actually, he's commented on that numerous times, how he hates shipping, fanfic, romance, etc.
But he does.
I don't mind shipping. I just hate the term shipping. It's pairing.
Mm. That actually makes a lot more sense.
The OTPs?
Sure.
You down with OTP?
Yeah, you know me.
Nate does like the huggy blowies, would you?
The huggy squeezies.
Tuggy squeezy.
It's huggy an blows. Upgraded version of the tuggy squeezy.
Oh, and Ethan was here. All right. Well, we're out of here. We'll see you on Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow, and then Sunday, and then Monday, and then Tuesday, and then Wednesday,
Sunday,
and then Thursday,
Monday,
and then
Tuesday,
Friday again.
Wednesday. Who named us Click, Click, Click?
I don't know what happened to Lindsay.
Lindsay just broke herself.
She broke the internet.
Lindsay's dying.
She's red.
Shannon, fix her.
I don't. You want me to hit her? Should I rub her nose in it? Anyway, we'll see you guys later. Have a good night and have a great weekend. Bye.